79 degrees in Nashville. We have a heat advisory starting up in about an hour here in Middle Tennessee and lasting through tomorrow evening. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Election observers are expecting only modest turnout for voting in the partisan primaries. Early polls opened Friday. In Nashville, just shy of 5,000 residents cast ballots during the first 2 days. At the Bordeaux Library in Nashville, Katrina Neal made a point to vote on the very first day.
I early voted because I knew I was going to get busy and I knew how important voting would be. And I wanted to make sure that my voice was heard. The process was super easy. I was in and out in less than like 4 minutes. It was great.
Early voting continues through August 1st. Voters are choosing the Democratic and Republican candidates who will square off in November. Contests include governor, U.S. congressional seats, and the state house. The next man scheduled to be executed in Tennessee has won a concession in the courts. A national judge is ordering the state to say whether a particular doctor will participate in the next lethal injection on August 13th after that same doctor was involved in a botched execution in May. Participants in an execution are typically kept secret, but the judge found the state already identified Dr. Mark Walton Fowler as the physician involved in May. Since that failed execution, there have been widespread concerns about the doctor's inability to find a central vein after more than an hour of trying. The next man scheduled for execution is Daryl Hines. He's been on death row for 40 years and has been debilitated by a series of strokes this year. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.